Hello, everyone. My name is Sheila Johnson Parker. I work for the DC Department of Insurance, Securities, and Banking, also known as DISBI, and I am your host for our third podcast in our Insurance Intelligence series entitled Business Owner's Policy, A Bundle of Coverage. Are you a small business owner who has fewer than 100 employees, operates from home or a small office, makes less than $1 million in annual revenue, operates in a low-risk industry, and needs less than 12 months of business interruption insurance coverage? Then this podcast has been designed especially for you. So grab a pen and paper and get ready to take some notes as we go. We are going to chat with an insurance professional and get answers to a few basic questions about your business owner's policy, also known as BOP, such as, number one, what is BOP coverage? Two, what type of company fits into the BOP mode? Three, is business insurance coverage mandatory? Four, what are additional coverages or enhancements to help a business thrive and survive? Five, what is the average cost of a BOP and what are some ways to lower premiums? And six, are there ways a business owner can save on the cost of business insurance? I am excited to share information with you about your business owner's policy. And trust me, if you are a small business owner, you do not want to miss this. So now, without further ado, join me in welcoming Miss Angie King. Welcome, Miss King.
Please call me Angie.
Okay, then, please call me Sheila. Angie, tell us a little bit about your insurance career.
Well, I worked in the private insurance industry for about 5 years as an insurance administrator and have spent over 20 years as a government insurance regulator. As a regulator, I analyze, research, review, and approve many types of insurance policies, forms, and issues. I currently serve as a property and casualty analyst for DISBI.
Wonderful. I am sure you have valuable insurance information to share. So let's get started. What do you hope business owners will take away from this podcast?
This podcast and the series are an important and convenient way to reach our business community and provide useful insurance information that will hopefully help business owners protect and sustain their businesses, their assets, growth potential, and help keep their businesses profitable.
What is the best type of coverage for a small to mid-sized business?
If you are a small business owner who has fewer than 100 employees, operates the business from home or a small office, makes less than $1 million in annual revenues, operates in a low-risk industry, and needs less than 12 months of business interruption insurance coverage, then I would suggest a business owner policy or BOP coverage.
What is a low-risk industry or business?
A low-risk industry or business is one that has a lower likelihood of harm or unexpected loss. This lower risk may be because of the service rendered by the business, products sold, or the type of operation. For example, a BOP would not be ideal for a car rental company because there is a higher propensity for loss.
What is unique about a BOP? And is there a company that fits a BOP mold?
BOP coverage is ideal for most low-risk small businesses because it combines the major coverages small business owners need into one affordable prepackaged insurance bundle. A BOP typically offers business owners three major types of coverage. They are, one, property damage. Similar to a homeowner's insurance policy, this covers damage to your building or office space as well as personal property owned or leased, such as equipment, furnishings, fixtures, displays, and inventory. Number two, liability insurance. In case you, your employees, or your product is responsible for causing harm or injure someone while conducting business or providing services, a BOP will cover damages paid in judgments or settlements. It will also provide legal defense costs or medical claims If you are sued or held liable for accidental bodily injury or property damage arising from a covered cause of loss. And number three, business interruption. If a covered loss strikes your business, store, or warehouse, forcing you to stop operating for a period, your BOP can help replace loss of income and meet your continuing financial obligations, such as payroll.
Okay, can you give us an example of a loss that may not be covered under the business interruption part of a BOP?
Business interruption insurance is meant to help offset the loss of income when operations are suspended due to a covered event. In 2020, the coronavirus COVID-19 public health emergency has raised questions and concerns as to whether coverage exists under a BOP business interruption provision for pandemic-related losses. Unless a business interruption policy specifically lists pandemic or contagious disease as being covered, they may not be. In most cases, BOP policies specifically exclude pandemic and contagious disease as a covered risk.
Is a BOP mandatory in the District of Columbia?
No, a BOP is not mandatory in the district. However, you may be required to carry liability insurance to secure a license, business contract, or lease commercial office space. The good news is that liability coverage is provided in a BOP. If you are a district employer, workers' compensation is a part of the mandatory coverage required to protect your employees. But guess what? A separate workers' compensation policy can be comfortably added to a BOP.
Now, you've mentioned liability and workers' compensation coverage as being possible requirements for business owners in the District of Columbia. Would a business owner need liability insurance if they obtain workers' compensation coverage?
These are two separate coverages. General liability and workers' compensation insurance both pay for medical expenses related to injuries at your business. However, the liability insurance included with your BOP does not cover employee injuries. You will need to purchase workers' compensation insurance to protect your employees if they become ill or get injured, lose wages, or incur medical expenses.
Angie, what other coverages can be added to a BOP?
Great question, Sheila. Let me cite a few. Insurance for home-based businesses, professional liability insurance, commercial auto insurance, health insurance, cyber insurance, commercial umbrella insurance, employment practices liability insurance, workers' compensation, and flood and sewer backup can all be added to a BOP.
Angie, when business owners review their BOP, is there any part of the policy that they should pay close attention to?
Actually, all the documents that comprise a BOP are important. In particular, the policy's declaration page or deck page and the certificate of coverage or liability are important. The deck page is considered part of the insurance contract and provides a summary of coverage. The certificate of coverage or liability also provides a summary of coverage and is not part of the policy. However, it is often requested by licensing or granting authorities to show evidence of coverage.
Okay, so what should a business owner focus on when they review the deck page?
Good question. Aside from reviewing the policy terms, how claims will be paid, the limits of insurance, agent contact information, the deductible and premiums charged, the insured should review the schedules and additional coverages provided.
Can a BOP be enhanced?
Yes, let me talk about upgrades and go into a little more detail about a BOP. Your BOP can be enhanced with an open peril policy, which is also referred to as an all-risk policy. This option is available on a special BOP form, not a standard BOP form. The property insurance portion of a BOP is typically offered as a named peril coverage, which provides coverage only for damage caused by events specifically named in the policy: fire, lightning, explosion, wind damage, vandalism, riot, and civil commotion, and smoke damage. The BOP will also cover any business-owned items or items owned by a third party but held for a short time in the care, custody, or control of the business or business owner. For example, if a fire were to occur at your business and your business inventory, office furniture, or office supplies were damaged, a BOP policy would provide a certain amount of coverage to repair or replace the damaged property. Additionally, if a third party, a customer, for example, dropped off their computer to be repaired, cleaned, or upgraded, and it became damaged by the fire while in your custody, the BOP policy would provide a certain amount of coverage to repair or replace it. The business property must usually be stored or kept in qualifying proximity of the business premises. The rule of thumb is that the business property is within 100 feet of the premises.
Angie, how much does a BOP policy cost? What's the bottom line, and how do insurers determine costs?
According to a company called Insuron, the average cost of a business owner's policy is approximately $100 per month or $1,200 annually. The cost of insurance is based on a range of factors, including the type and value of company assets, the number of employees, the specific risks and exposures for the business, and the type of supplemental coverage you want.
Okay, Angie, how can DC business owners learn more about insurance coverage for their businesses?
Business owners can request information from DSB that indicates what types of coverage are needed and available for specific businesses by calling 202-727-8000 or emailing insurance.bureau@dc.gov. Fellow business owners, insurance agents, friends, and professionals also have valuable information.
What if the business owner's business grows beyond a BOP?
It is a good idea to review your insurance coverage annually to determine whether additional policies would offer a better level of risk protection. As a business expands and assumes more risk, it is undeniable that a business owner may require more than a standard business owner's policy. A commercial package policy, or CPP, will provide more comprehensive coverage for larger and riskier business exposures. But CPP is a topic for another podcast.
Good information, Angie. Are there ways a business owner or insurer can save money or lower their premium?
Well, Sheila, there are several things a business owner can do to lower business insurance expenses. A good first step is to perform a risk assessment to identify ways to lower insurance costs. Also, your agent can be a great resource when it comes to reviewing your existing policies and deductibles to make sure you're not overly insured. Also, many businesses receive discounts when they implement safe workplace programs. And consider paying your premium in full to save money. Lastly, if you purchase more than one insurance policy from the same agent, don't forget to ask if you qualify for a multi-policy discount.
What should a business owner ask an agent or insurer?
It is important to have an open dialogue with your agent and speak with competitors. Review your declaration page and ask questions about anything you don't understand. You may want to ask about the claims process, cost of coverage, and the coverages and enhancements that are available.
Who can a business owner consult if they have general questions about an insurer, agent, or coverage?
The DC Department of Insurance, Securities, and Banking is a great resource for business owners. Our staff are available to answer general insurance questions. Call us at 202-727-8000 or send an email to insurance.bureau@dc.gov.
Terrific. Well, it's time for us to wrap up. Angie, you have shared some terrific information with our small business owners, and I hope they took good notes. Thanks so much for your time, and thanks to all of our listeners. I hope you've learned a thing or two from our podcast.
It has been a pleasure, Sheila. Thanks for having me.
Disclaimer: the information shared in this podcast is for general information purposes only. Nothing in this podcast should be taken as legal advice for an individual case or situation. You should consult an attorney, a broker, your agent, or insurer for questions about your coverage or for professional advice. This concludes Disby's Insurance Intelligence Podcast, a business owner's policy, a bundle of coverage. I hope you enjoyed the segment. For specific questions about your policy and coverage, contact your insurance agent or broker. If you have general questions about insurance coverage or have a specific concern, feel free to call the DC Department of Insurance, Securities and Banking at 202-727-8000 or email us at insurance.bureau@dc.gov. We are eager to assist you. You can also visit us on the web at disb.dc.gov.